you there? I'm sorry?
Hey, Ruben.
There we go. Way better. I can actually hear you now.
So, yeah, I mean, honestly, Ruben, I've been throwing a little business over to a local guy over here in Florida that I know is already, like, hitting a lot of my customers. Just because, you know, I don't want to be kind of, like, too close to global, you know? In terms of having the same clientele, the same finance, you know?
Well, that's disappointing, but what can I do?
And, you know, but like I said, I don't mind pushing the stuff that's on the West Coast, like in your time zone. That kind of makes sense, you know?
I mean,
I'm always thinking of what I can throw your way, you know?
I mean, the only feedback I could give you, and I consider all relationships really personal. I do a lot of business with Global. It comes and goes in waves. I've always been really respectful of the relationship, you know, and whether I speak, it's been actually a little minute since I've spoken to Jeff, but, you know, all I can tell you is this. When we first started our relationship, I worked really, really hard for you. I also made sure your interests were protected. And when there was a customer that said, hey, look, I'm going to shop around.
Ruben, you've done everything well. And, you know, I want to tell you that it's not because I think that you're doing anything that you shouldn't be doing. It's really everything correctly, you're a correct person and you have a lot of things. Just from your perspective, though, from a customer's point of view, when they're getting quoted by different companies, you know, I didn't want really my finance guy to be the same finance guy that they've probably already spoken to. You know what I'm saying? Because you're the main guy for Global, you know? That's all that it is.
I would tell you that, I mean, and I'd rather be honest and let the chips fall where they may. I rarely ran into customers. It was quite rare that actually had spoken to you both, and most of those people actually don't go anywhere. The reality is most of these customers, just as a rule, you know, don't go anywhere because a lot of them are looky-loos. That being said, just to kind of answer your concerns, this industry was very, very difficult, and it's turned into a bit of a zoo on multiple effects. I'm sure you get a lot of calls for working capital right now, correct?
Really, I mean, honestly, I get a lot of, like you said, like, I mean, I've done a lot better at training people, so, like, I'm not going to...
No, I'm saying you're getting probably... Years. You're probably getting letters in the mail offering you capital and people trying to...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so the industry's turned into a zoo. Between you and me and anyone that wants to listen, there will be a crash. The crash is already happening. It's already happening. And, sorry, I'm just going to tell this person I'll call them back. Give me 1 second so they keep calling. Give me a second.